the last time I saw a horse, he'd still actually saw him. I've seen him go down the road, but he still has been about 70-something years ago. It ain't been that long, but it's been... Oh, yes, it has, too. Been about 60-something, because I'm in my 70s.
Okay, now what would you say somebody's doing when he's filling up his wagon at the woodlot?
Loading it with logs or wood or whatever you want.
Okay, now say he loaded it up and then he kept going back and forth to get more and more. What would you call that? What he was doing would be?
Loading his wagon. Is that right?
Okay. What is the thing that you use to break the ground up with in the spring?
Use a plow or either fork. Garden fork.
Okay. And after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A hoe. A rake.
And what do you call the X-shaped frame that you put a log across to chop it up?
Horse. Mm-hmm. A wooden horse. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Mm-hmm. And when you use one of those, you say that you're going to
comb your hair
or
brush. Comb and brush your hair.
And if you had a straight razor, you might want to sharpen it on a leather
strap. Mm-hmm.
And well, these are things that now they have ink pens, and you can buy little things that go inside them.
The ink well.
You don't know. They're not. They don't use an ink well. They unscrew and you put a little plastic thing that has the ink in it.
I don't know.
What do you call those things?
I don't know. The filter?
It's the same thing that you might put into a gun. They're called...
Bullets?
No, it's another name for a bullet. Cartridge?
Cartridge, that's what it's called.
What do you call the playground equipment that children play on when one child is on one end and the other one's on the other?
Seesaw.
Okay, and what would you say that they're doing?
They're seesawing.
Okay. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle and to a post or something. And the children can get on each end and it spins around.
That's a merry-go-round.
See. And when you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so the children can go back and forth.
Swing.
And what would you carry coal in?
Scuttle.
And this
you
is...
Can't get your
This is a small vehicle that you might use to carry bricks or other heavy things with a little wheel in front and two
wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And what would you sharpen a knife with?
Whetstone.
And the kind that turns around?
Automatic whetstone. Automatic sharpener.
Okay. If something's squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
Oil. What's he saying?
If something's squeaking. It's like oiling it, but it's also what you do to the inside of a pan.
Lubricate.
Yeah. It's called...
Something makes a squeaky sound. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
It's if something makes a squeaky sound. You might have to put something on it to make it not squeaky.
I say you have to oil it. What else are you calling?
What would you say you're doing when you have a pan and you don't want eggs?
Greasy.
Okay. You know, if the grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands are all?
Greasy.
Okay. And what is it that you used to burn in lamps?
Oil, kerosene.
What might you call a makeshift lamp with a rag, bottle, and kerosene?
A bomb.
A what?
Oh, a bomb. A makeshift. I don't know. A lamp with an oil rag.
Mm-hmm. You take a bottle and a rag and then put kerosene in it.
I don't know. I've never seen one of those.
Okay. Toothpaste comes in a?
Two.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's just built a boat.